Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you are tuning in. Welcome to Homesteading and Gardening in the Suburbs. I'm Emma from Misfit Gardening. And before we get started, I want to do a quick new follower shout out. So a shout out to Brandy06, OutdoorGirl45, iCuppy, Laurel, The Dark Side, and Clemens. Welcome to Homesteading and Gardening in the Suburbs. And remember, if you guys want to get in and possibly get a shout out on the show, then make sure that you are following the Homesteading and Gardening in the Suburbs podcast through Podbean. All right, let's get stuck into today's episode. Because we're going to be talking about 12 reasons to start cooking from scratch on your homestead. Because if you're hesitant to get into the kitchen and begin cooking rather than ordering in, I've got 12 reasons for you to start cooking from scratch on your homestead. Because amazingly, cooking's actually a skill. And some of us are good at it and some of us are not so good at it. And it's something that we have to learn. And cooking from scratch can be very daunting for a lot of people. And honestly, the kitchen is really the heart of our suburban homestead. The garden would be a very, very close second, but actually it's really the kitchen where we spend the most of our time. It's where we can and preserve produce from the garden. It's where we sit and plan our meals, eat dinner together as a family, we make our own sausages, and yeah, we even sit down and plan the garden together there. You know, it's something that is a big part of, you know, how we homestead. And I know a lot of you are the same, you know, whether you've got a, you know, a homestead that's up and running or not, you know, the kitchen's a big part of, you know, your life. And our kitchen isn't big, it's not fancy. At the time I'm recording this, it's still being remodeled. But we still manage to cook, you know, from scratch meals from the garden and from the pantry throughout the year, even with crazy working schedules. Like last Friday, I didn't get home until 8:15 at night. And I'd been at work since before eight that day, you know, but I still managed to cook something like fresh. I didn't, you know, give in and buy a pizza, although, yeah, it does sound really good. But, you know, in the kitchen, sure, we're using vintage kitchen items, right, that I've thrifted or found online. You know, eBay and Etsy are great places if you're looking for, you know, cast iron because you want that authentic, you know, homestead feel to your kitchen. You know, we've got baking tins and pie pans and stuff that I inherited from my granny. And, you know, we've got cast iron pans that, you know, my husband inherited from his mum. That's his grandmother. But, you know, we also make use of modern technology to, you know, be able to cook from scratch meals. So we use things like crock pots and slow cookers, ready to serve dinner, right, when we're really strapped for time in the middle of the week. And it's a great tool to use, especially during winter. But, you know, we also use one of those fancy instant pots as well for things like speedy beans and rice. You know, you really can cook from scratch too, even if you have a busy schedule. It just takes a little bit of planning. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about why you might want to start cooking from scratch. And there's so many reasons to start cooking from scratch meals. And, you know, cooking, just like gardening, is a skill, and it's a skill that you will develop and hone on your homesteading journey. And if you're wanting a slice of the good life, or, you know, really getting into that homesteader's life, you know, let's see if some of these reasons will resonate with you. But one of the things that I want to throw out there is, even if things don't work out when you do them, like, I can't tell you how many times I've made stuff and my family have been like, this is disgusting. And that's me saying it politely. That's not quite what they said to me. I probably couldn't say that on the air. But, you know, there's things where, you know, they really didn't like it. And, you know, there's a YouTube video of the bread that I made one time, like a whole wheat bread. I mean, if I dropped that onto somebody's head, it would give them concussion. It was terrible. But after lots of practice and not giving up and persevering, I'm actually much better than I was, particularly at making bread, like so much better at that. You know, I've got a whole wheat recipe that is now down and it works, and I get a nice loaf. It's a decent size. It's not overly heavy. Like, the family family will actually eat it. And I mean, even the dwarven battle bread that I made, as we keep calling it, from our favorite series of books, they, you know, the bread was so dense, like when I gave it to the chickens, when we had chickens, I mean, even they struggled to eat that. So, you know, there's been some pretty epic fails in my kitchen, but just know that that is normal and it's part of the process, and sometimes it's really good to embrace those failures, you know, rather than getting too hung up on them, because it, you know, if you kind of stumble at the first hurdle, you know, it's difficult to get up and keep going. And you know, even though my family gave me very honest feedback with no filter, if I had completely let that get to me, I never would have cooked anything again. And you know, it's not about that, it's, you know, about practicing and keep trying, and there will be things that work and there will be things that amaze you. Like I made a fluffy orange bundt cake the other day, and it was great. It was really, really great. And I didn't have any complaints from my family about that, which was amazing. But I don't often bake cakes and sweets and things. And, you know, I've recently, you know, I bought a couple of recipe books. I got, you know, one direct from the author, which was really nice because they wrote a little message in there. And another one, you know, I pick up a lot of my cookbooks and things from the thrift store, because I always think it's fun to read things, especially if they're really old cookbooks as well. Like I like to read the anecdotes that are in there and see how much things have changed since then. And I like to tweak some of those older recipes as well, into making them that's something that fits a little bit more with my family and how we eat. So let's talk about why we should start cooking from scratch. So the number one reason is to know what is in your food. And I recently surveyed readers of the Misfit Gardening blog and other listeners of the Homesteading and Gardening in the Suburbs podcast on why you guys grow your own food. And I mean, I'm kind of curious what you guys think are your number one reason. So, you know, I'd love to know, drop that in the Facebook group. But actually the number one reason that people give is to know where their food comes from. And cooking from scratch kind of has that same kind of vibe. You know what is in the meal you prepared, you know what the ingredients are, and how it was made. And for me, this reason's super important. Because I actually have an allergy to soy, and soy is in almost everything that is, you know, ready-made convenience food and fast food. And over the last couple of years, I've actually become lactose intolerant as well. So cooking from scratch is the only way that I've found that I can really manage my allergies. Because if I eat something that's got one of these things in, you know, it could be a trip to the hospital. You know, if it's the soy, and if it's the lactose intolerant, like it, you know, I'm running for a bathroom. It is not fun for anyone involved. And you know what this has kind of meant is, you know, like I have to turn down, you know, like when people are ordering in stuff at work. You know, if we've got lunchtime meetings and things, I'm bringing my own lunch and stuff in there, because, you know, the last thing that you really want is to eat something that's got these things in that are going to make you sick. And, you know, you're kind of rolling the dice on some of it. So for me, it's not worth it. And one of the biggest things or the biggest reasons is really to know what is in your food. And that's why a lot of people cook from scratch. The second thing is to start understanding labels. So knowing what's in your food really isn't limited to allergies. What about things like avoiding preservatives or MSG and a whole heap of other weird and wonderful stuff that's in, you know, processed and packaged foods there. Seriously, check out the label on a loaf of bread next time you're in the store and see how many ingredients are in there and how many you know what they actually do. And, you know, you'll find like with the cheaper loaves of bread, there's way more chemicals and things in there. You know, some of the more expensive breads that tend to be fewer ingredients too. But believe it or not, in the UK and the EU, they even have numbers for various food additives. They're known as E numbers. So it'll be like E and then like a 3-digit number, like 123 or 300 or whatever. So, you know, you have to do quite a bit of research to find out what on earth that number is, and whether that's something that you want to be eating. Another reason that you might want to be cooking from scratch and understanding labels is you might be trying to avoid GMOs in your food. And the product label is going to tell you if it contains bioengineered products. It has to tell you, believe it or not. So, you know, that they will put it in very small print, but it has to be on there. And a lot of other people are looking for those non-GMO or GMO verified labels and marks and things that are on there. But if you are trying to avoid GMOs, you want to go for organic, like something that's, if you're here in the US, you want something that's got the USDA organic mark on it, because they cannot contain GMOs to be able to be certified organic. That is part of the United States code, and that they can't sell food that is GMO with a USDA organic mark on there. So that's an easy way to tell if you're looking to avoid those. Just go for those organic items. And, you know, another thing, as you start cooking from scratch, you're likely going to start reading product labels a lot more, and you'll soon start to find brands which you leave behind and new ones that you trust for you and your family, depending on what it is that you're looking for. Obviously, if you've got like a dietary restriction like I do, you spend a lot of time looking for labels because you're looking for allergies that are highlighted, or if they're not highlighted, they're listed in the ingredients. But, you know, if you've got more complicated allergies and things, you know, you might find that, you know, there's brands that may not be declaring something. Maybe it's in, I don't know, the spices that are listed or something that you have an allergy to. So, you know, there's things that start to change there. And, you know, there's brands that, you know, my husband used to get that he no longer buys because, you know, it's got ingredients in it that I'm allergic to. And he just got to a point where grocery shopping was taking so long for him because he was reading all of the labels. He just ended up asking me, like, hey, which are ones that are good and don't make you sick? And then, you know, those are the ones that we started to shop for. But, you know, everybody's situation's different, you know, just like everybody's homestead's different. You know, your reasons for homesteading are different to mine, and your reasons for cooking from scratch are different to mine as well. So reason number three is learning to grocery shop. Did you know that healthier foods and staples are around the outsides of the grocery store? For a lot of grocery stores. And did you know that grocery stores are actually designed in a certain way to make you spend more money? And there's been tons, and I mean tons, of research that's been performed on shoppers and the grocery store that you shop at was really designed to entice you into buying more and spending more money. And cooking from scratch helps to teach you some new skills to navigate the store, stay clear of ready meals and snacks and things, because you're going to be shopping for those kind of whole food ingredients, you know, those real food ingredients, the things that are, you know, often kind of pantry staples, you know, like flour or pasta, those kind of things, as well as, you know, fresh ingredients and, you know, frozen veggies, things that are good for you. I mean, next time you go to the grocery store, like, you know, make sure you go after you've eaten something, right? Because that's a good tip anyway, so you're not shopping when you're hungry and then you're just kind of buying everything in sight. But really look at how you navigate that store and how it kind of forces you in. Like, you know, maybe you've got the fresh produce to the right, but first of all, you've got to go through all those items that are on special, and sometimes the price isn't always as good as a deal as when you get over to that counter in the area in the grocery store, like my local grocery store. I had to battle through like four kind of standing aisles of snacks. I mean, it might have been because it's, you know, the holidays, but, you know, snacks, sugary cakes, all those kind of things, before I was anywhere near the produce. And then the produce has been moved. There's all the bread and cake and stuff that's in front. It was crazy. And then the milk and the frozen stuff is clear on the other side of the grocery store. Most people are going up and down aisles, up and down aisles. So learning to grocery shop has been a big changer from cooking from scratch, because we now go armed with a list. And if it's not on the list, we don't buy it, and we don't even need to go down those other aisles. So it's a great tool to learn to shop and to kind of help with your budgeting as well. And we'll get into that a little bit later. So reason number four is to cook it your way. So much of homesteading, yes, even in an urban area, is learning to cook and to eat what you grow. And one of the wonderful things about cooking from scratch is really deciding your way to create nourishing meals with organic, wholesome, and natural ingredients. You can really tailor the recipe to your family's tastes and create something new. So for example, I found a sweet potato and butternut squash soup recipe that I wanted to try. I can't remember if it was like on the back of the pack of like some coconut milk or something, but it was in a really random place that I found it. I figured, oh, I could do that with the harvest from the garden, because I had a butternut squash that was ready to go and out the garden that we'd found, and I had some sweet potatoes from the store, but I knew that my family would never eat it unless I spiced it up a little bit. That, and you know, my family eat meat and I don't anymore. So I decided to toss in a dried habanero that I had hanging in our little pepper bag. That's like, we've got some peppers that are drying down in our basement from the garden. So I just popped in one of those, and boom, my family loved the butternut squash and sweet potato soup. And you know, I can definitely entice them to eat it, especially if I'm doing like those crispy bacon crumbles to go on the top, kind of like croutons. You know, they definitely will eat it then. But you know, you can really cook things to how you like them and the ingredients and things that you love. There's plenty of recipes available online to get inspired by. And also, you know, now we're seeing a lot more, particularly with these kind of, you know, real food, you know, staple items, they're starting to put recipes on the back of them to get inspired by and learn how to use, you know, their product, right? So you'll come back and buy it again. So let's talk about reason number five, because it kind of leads into, you know, cooking it your way, is that cooking from scratch is an experiment. And part of cooking it your way really is experimenting in the kitchen too. And perhaps you're trying to add more whole wheat flour in your baking, or maybe you're just switching up white rice for brown rice, or maybe you're trying to puree in some extra veggies into a tomato sauce or something. Just don't be afraid to experiment and substitute in the kitchen. It's how you find things that really work and things that really don't. And you know, you might be experimenting in a different way in the kitchen. Maybe you've got new plants that are coming ripe in the garden that you're harvesting and you want to try them. Maybe it's something that you have never grown before and you want to use it in the kitchen for the first time, right? There's lots of different ways that we can experiment with cooking from scratch. And with that being said, I just want to throw out a quick reminder that we've got an upcoming episode where we're going to be talking about listeners' favorite varieties of and recommended vegetables to grow for a new gardener. And if you want to have your story shared on the podcast, then go ahead, and there's a link in the description, but you can PM me on Instagram, and I want to know about the variety of vegetable or flower that you grow and why you choose to grow it, and why you would recommend that to a new gardener. Like, why you love it. What is that one vegetable variety that you grow year after year that you just can't It's not a garden without that growing in it. We've already had a few coming in, so I just want to remind you that this is still going on, and I would love to hear from you. I don't bite with my reply, I promise, but I would love to hear from you guys. What are those rockstar vegetables that you love to grow? Why do you love to grow them? And I want to share those with other new Misfit gardeners and people who are starting to grow their garden, because where you guys are and where you're homesteading from right now is probably very different to the climate that I'm at right here. And it's by sharing our favorite veggies and the varieties that we grow that helps to give new gardeners a starting point and a great boost of confidence to start their garden. So if you want to share your favorite vegetable variety and why you grow it, make sure that you click the link in the description and PM me on Instagram. All right, so let's move back on to our next reason. So reason number 6 for cooking from scratch, which is that you gain a superpower of planning. And honestly, cooking from scratch helps you to build so many new skills. And being a homesteader means that you spend quite a lot of time planning. And planning the garden, planning what you will grow, planning for livestock, planning for meals, they're all part of the homesteader's life. And it's a great skill to have. And if you're homesteading, you know, here in suburbia or in an urban area, and, you know, you're dreaming of, you know, buying bigger acreage and, you know, having a quote unquote real homestead there, then having these skills under your belt early means that, you know, when things kind of trip up and don't work, the impact of that not working is a lot easier to take than it is if you were to be doing this on a much bigger scale. So there's good things to homesteading in, you know, an urban area, right? You can start small. But my mom is a freaking wizard when it comes to meal planning and prep, right? She has like meals planned out for 6 months. I mean, you don't have to go to that extreme unless you really want to. But when I was a kid, like, mom had meals planned for weeks, and she'd planned the grocery list too. And if we ran out of something or we used the last one, she had me and my sister trained to just go ahead and write it on the paper that was in the little bulldog clip so it could be added to the next grocery run. And mum really has the planning and training of us in the family down, so that every day there was a different meal. Like, we never really ate the same thing twice in a row. So even as a kid, you know, it was definitely rare we had that same thing. You know, let's say we had, I don't know, beans on toast one night. We didn't then have beans on toast for lunch the next day, and we didn't have beans on toast for that meal that night. She had this kind of planned where there was something different every single day, which is great because it stops you getting bored. And, you know, one of the ways that she was able to do that was to really sit down and think about what it was that you wanted to eat over the next few days or the next few weeks, and then writing everything down that you need for those meals, right? Grab those recipes and just, like, write it all down line by line. You know, I need pepper, I need beans, I need, you know, cheese, whatever, like all those things that you're needing, like, write down that. I can't remember if she used to write down the quantities that were used in a recipe so she knew how much to buy. I want to say she was like that level of planning, or that might just be, you know, the way that I've become in terms of my planning. Like, I want to know down to, you know, oh, I need, I don't know, one package of butter for this recipe, and I need 3 packages of butter for that recipe, so I need to make sure I've bought however many packs of butter. But, you know, really sit down with those recipes and create your shopping list for the grocery store. So, you know, I know for this week I'm having, you know, these 7 meals and I need all these ingredients. You know, she would go in and, like, take a look in the pantry, like, what do we already have? You know, what doesn't need to be purchased that week, and that would come off the grocery list. Like, she wouldn't be ordering that. And now, you know, my mum used to spend most of her time ordering things online and ordering the groceries through the internet, which is great. That was like one of the awesome things in the UK. We seem to do that a lot earlier than what we did here in the US. But after, obviously, the events of 2020 and the pandemic, so many more grocery stores now offer this online shopping available, which kind of helps make things a little bit easier if you're kind of cooking from scratch, especially if you are often an impulse buyer, because you can just kind of take a look at your list that you've just created and you can just type in. You can type in, you know, the search bar, what it is that you're needing to buy, and, you know, add the brand that you like into your cart, and there it is, it's done. And you can, you know, a lot of them will do it where you can go pick up your groceries or you can have them delivered. When I lived in New Jersey, that's how I did my groceries. I used to travel quite a lot. So I would be doing my grocery shopping at lunchtime online, and then I would have it arranged so it would be ready to pick up by the time I was leaving work. So I would drive home from work. It was like at least an hour's drive. And, you know, I would stop by the grocery store on my way home, pick up my groceries and take them home. I have other friends who love going grocery shopping. They love looking at, you know, the discounts and, you know, the bargain areas and things, and then coming up with these awesome recipes to use those discounted items and things. And, you know, I know a lot of people who like going to the grocery store. It's a good source of exercise, they're doing a lot of walking, they're getting out and about. I get it, you know, this is, you know, something that kind of bonds people together is food. But honestly, one of the best things that you can do if you're really wanting to win at cooking from scratch and you've got a busy work life is getting down the planning, because that's how we'll succeed in so many things with the homestead. Same with the garden. Like, if you've been a regular listener, you'll hear me say, you know, plan it on paper, plan it on paper, plan it on paper. You know, you can have lots and lots of different plans. I do. I have 6 or 7 different plans that I'm drawing up throughout winter of what the garden's going to look like and what I'm going to be planting in there before I really come up with a plan that I'm happy with. And then that's the one that I implement in the spring. So planning is a really great skill that you will learn on your homesteading journey. Let's talk about reason number 7, and that's connecting with people. And I alluded to that a minute ago. But when you start cooking from scratch, you're going to find that there's lots of other people who like to cook. And people love to share how they cook for their families, their favorite recipes, and so much more. And now that we live in a digital age, I mean, you can just like hop on, you know, any search engine of your choice and, you know, search, I don't know, recipes for pickles or recipes for paleo diets or whatever it is that you're interested in, and then there's going to be recipes that are going to be coming up. But cooking from scratch is a wonderful way to involve the family when you're cooking, and have them help in the kitchen, cooking dinner or just eating at the table together. Connecting with loved ones and others really lifts your spirits and is good for your mental health too. So who knew, you know, cooking from scratch had so many benefits. All right, number 8, cooking from scratch saves you money. Sure, my husband and I absolutely love going out to a nice Italian restaurant. I love Italian food. I love Greek food. I really love Mediterranean food, actually. But having a nice meal and a glass or two of wine together and not having to deal with the dishes, oh, yes, that is like perfect date night. But date night is something that we save up for. And our last fancy date night wound up costing like $100. Yikes. That's like a week of groceries, or, you know, more importantly, that is my annual seed shopping budget. So, you know, we really make sure that, you know, date night is something that is a treat, right? But cooking from scratch meals for your day-to-day meals and not just date night can actually save you money in the long run too. You know, our favorite Indian restaurant closed down with the pandemic. So we started making our own vindaloo and biryani, and we had leftovers to pop into the freezer for a speedy meal another evening. And once you have like your homestead pantry staples together and you've got your planned list of what you're going to be shopping for, you're pretty much ready to go. And the benefit of, you know, cooking your meals and planning those means that you can better stick to a food budget for spending, and may mean that you can actually invest a little bit of time in buying organic for items or better quality products. So I'm a complete sucker for Greek extra virgin olive oil. I like it to drizzle on salads with a bit of balsamic vinegar, and even though it's expensive, I use less of it to make my own dressings at a fraction of the cost of what a salad dressing is at the store. And you know, having those kind of staples together, especially if you know you are a bit of a wizard and you figure out like batch cooking for your family and portion things out, you know, so you've got meals for another day, you know, you can really start, you know, kicking your grocery spending, you know, pretty rapidly. And if you're supplementing that for fresh veggies and produce from the garden as well, like, you're going to see a real world of difference. But if you're stuck for ideas to make from scratch and, you know, make a from scratch switch, try saying that tongue twister after you've had a bottle of wine, a from scratch switch. Try making pizza from scratch for family movie night rather than ordering takeout. If you love a ready-made lasagna from the store, try making your own in a big casserole dish and maybe portion it out for lunch another day. Maybe you're fond of a frozen meatloaf. Have a bash at making your own meatloaf from scratch and pairing it with freshly mashed potatoes and steamed broccoli. And this kind of links on to number 9, which is that your tastes are likely to change. And once you start skipping the ready-made processed foods, you might just find that your taste buds are changing. And some people change things like the amount of salt or sugar that they're adding to foods. And when you're eating something ready-made or out at a restaurant, you're going to notice how overly salty or sweet those foods are. And the same goes for products that you buy or the brands that you choose. We as a family ditched the ready-made canned tomato sauces a long time ago because we make our own from our tomatoes on the homestead. But I was finding that they were very sweet. And then I read the label and saw that like the second ingredient in there was high fructose corn syrup. Ugh, I don't want that in my tomato sauce. I don't put that in my homemade tomato sauce. Like, gross. Why would I eat that? So, you know, we found that our taste definitely changed as we started eating more wholesome foods. And eating homemade meals usually means things like more fresh vegetables or nicer cuts of meat. And you're going to start to develop like what tastes good to you and tweak recipes that suit your taste buds. I mean, when we were eating livestock that we'd raised, so our chickens and things, we noticed how much different they tasted, even from the organically raised birds that we could pick up from the grocery store. Like, things were just far more flavorful because they were fresher. Number 10, you may start losing weight. And I do say may start losing weight. And some people do find that as they start cooking from scratch, they're better prepared for things like portion control, meal prepping, and that help to stick to a diet. I actually prepare my lunches for work in some glass containers that have multiple compartments in them, which means that I can avoid temptations in the office, but also stick to the calories and portion sizes that, you know, I'm supposed to be following for my diet. And you might also find that your meals are a lot more balanced, right? A lot more wholesome and nutritious because you're getting more veggies in there and, you know, better piece, you know, things of meat. They're not loaded with sugar or other additives and stuff. And you might be finding that you're not as hungry, or those cravings for things like sugary or salty snacks have been really kicked to the curb. And you might not notice a change in your weight, but you might start to find that you feel more energetic when you eat certain foods and more sluggish and yucky after eating something else. Like, I can't handle white bread anymore. Like, it just makes me feel ugh afterwards. And, you know, I end up like wanting to take a nap. Like I can't deal with white bread anymore. But cooking from scratch really helps you to start noticing your body and your digestive system a lot more. Okay, we're nearly there. Number 11 is that cooking from scratch builds confidence, and you know, having that sense of satisfaction and pride in creating something from scratch that tastes amazing is definitely a morale boost. Okay, cooking from scratch is also giving you the skills to nourish your body and feed your family. And whether it's fresh veggies from the garden or whole wheat box pasta and a homemade marinara sauce, there's a joy to cooking and sharing the food that you've made with the people that you love. And as I mentioned earlier, there are times when things don't work out, and your family may give you some honest feedback that this was terrible. But, you know, persevere and keep trying. And those two things are really keys to success in the kitchen, is to just keep trying. And just because, you know, you found a recipe that was like really well rated on, I don't know, somewhere online, doesn't mean that everybody's gonna love it, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure like my idea of, you know, great home cooked food is probably very different to what yours is, right? We've all got different tastes and we've all got different things that we love, and that's okay. But persevere and keep trying and things will come good in the end. And like I said, you know, learning to cook and cook from scratch is a skill, and it's a skill that all homesteaders learn. And number 12, our last reason for cooking from scratch, is that it brings you full circle. And one of the joys of homesteading is garden to plate eating, right? Food that you pick fresh from the homestead, bring it into the kitchen to be whipped up into something delicious. Like when you cook from scratch, you know what is in your food. And when you grow it yourself or raise it yourself, you know what went into making that garden grow, or raising your own chickens or raising your own quail. Like you know that you're nourishing yourself by nourishing the land that you homestead on. And that's like quite a profound, you know, feeling to kind of have a meal that you prepared completely from the garden or from your homestead. Like, that's like quite an amazing feeling that, you know, you really kind of nourished yourself from the land that you're working. And your ultimate goal might be self-sufficiency, and cooking from scratch is going to help you make the most of everything that you produce on your homestead. So I don't know, whether it's chicken and dumplings that you're making, and then you're using the chicken bones to make a bone broth that you're going to be canning, and then you're going to take the bones and you're going to put them in a bokashi bin and then compost them, and then that's going to go into the garden, and then, you know, you're going to grow some carrots and stuff in there. Like, it all brings you full circle. And maybe you're going to eat more with the season. So, you know, you're only going to be buying berries when they're super cheap because they're in season, or you only want to eat the blackberries, for example, because they're growing wild in your area and you want to go and harvest those and prepare those, you know, to preserve them and, you know, then eat them and enjoy them later. You know, you're going to start to see how much more you can use ingredients in the kitchen without breaking the bank, but also to connect you more with how things grow and the natural cycle of things on the homestead. And you made it through. That's 12 reasons to start cooking from scratch. I would love to know from you what your favorite reason to cook from scratch is. So go ahead and let me know in the Homesteading Gardening in the Suburbs Facebook group. That's a great place that I do check in on. So please let me know what your favorite reason to cook from scratch is in there. And don't forget to DM me on Instagram, like click the link in the podcast description, and let me know what your favorite vegetable variety to grow is and why you love to grow it and why you would recommend it to a new gardener. Until next time, I hope your garden grows beautifully, and I'll see you all next week.